this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Two key U.S. cabinet members are hoping to ease Mexican concern about the Trump administration's policies toward Mexico. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly meet Thursday with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and members of his cabinet. Sean Spicer is a presidential spokesman.
It's significant that the president is sending the secretaries to Mexico so early in the administration. It's symbolic of the meaningful relationship that our two nations have.
Sean Spicer in Washington. The United Nations Syria envoy, Stefan de Mistura, said Wednesday he's not expecting a breakthrough in upcoming talks, but he hopes to build momentum toward peace. He made the remarks just a day before he plans to open the discussions in Geneva. De Mistura warned of spoilers who will try to scuttle his efforts to bring the Syrian war to an end.
There is a rush between us and the spoilers. The spoilers want to keep a momentum. We have to outpace those few but clear spoilers with the momentum on the political track. And I think we can aim at that.
Stefan de Mistura. A coalition official says U.S. forces have shot at and have returned fire in the battle to take the Iraqi city of Mosul from the Islamic State group. The U.S. has about 450 military advisors deployed to assist Iraqi forces in the battle. An interest rate hike may come fairly soon, according to notes from the most recent meetings of top officials of the U.S. Central Bank. The assessment by Federal Reserve leaders assumes that data on the job market and inflation continues strengthening at its current pace or faster. Officials raise interest rates to cool the economy to keep prices from soaring. This is VOA News. The Trump administration moved Wednesday to revoke an Obama administration guideline mandating schools across the country to allow transgender students to use the bathrooms and locker rooms of their chosen sex. The administration says the matter should be left up to individual states to decide. Anti-bullying provisions in the guidelines are being retained. U.S. President Donald Trump is dismissing reports, I should say protests, that have broken out against his plan to dismantle the nation's health care plan and replace it with something he says is better. Noisy protests have sprouted recently at meetings in the home districts of Republican members of Congress. The president said on Twitter late Tuesday that the demonstrations are planned by liberal activists. The Affordable Care Law has allowed 20 million previously uninsured Americans to buy policies. It is one of the signature actions of the previous administration. President Trump said Wednesday he plans to make the U.S. government leaner and more accountable. He made the remarks ahead of a meeting with key administration budget officials. He said, "The current budget is in a mess, and we must do a lot more with less." Researchers announced Wednesday the discovery of seven planets orbiting a small star in our galaxy. All seven are believed to be about the size and mass of Earth and are situated in such a way that it makes water possible on their surfaces. Thomas Zurbuggen is with NASA.
These planets are among the best of all the planets we know to follow up, to see, for example, with the James Webb Space Telescope that we're going to launch last year, the atmospheres, and also to look at biosignatures, if there are any.
Scientists believe the planets are the most promising places to search for life outside our solar system. Russia's highest court Wednesday overturned the conviction of opposition activist Ildar Badin, who had been in jail for more than a year for holding an unauthorized demonstration. The Russian Supreme Court annulled the case against Dadin and ordered his release. A court in South Africa has ruled against a government plan to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. It ruled Wednesday that the plan is unconstitutional because Parliament was not consulted before the notice of withdrawal was filed. The South African court has asked the government to revoke its notice of withdrawal. Somalia's new president was formally inaugurated Wednesday in a ceremony where he pledged to begin stabilizing the country. He warned the process will take many years. Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, better known as Farmajo, took the oath of office in Mogadishu. Farmajo asked Somalis to help him restore order to a country that has endured decades of internal conflict, fueled by clan rivalries and Islamic militancy, and made worse by recurring drought. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The best news.